It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie.
Getting a little bit closer to determining who will be playing in the 103rd Grey Cup happening Sunday, November 29th in Winnipeg. However, why not check it out right here in Medicine Hat.
We'll be at Elements Entertainment Lounge for a Grey Cup at the Lodge, and your chance to join us right now, get it yourself. VIP seating, passes to the halftime buffet, which of course is that amazing spread of chili, hot dogs, fries, and a whole bunch of toppings, and a $25 gift card.
You and I were talking that the VIP seating, it is really VIP seating, like a little living room. They got the easy chairs and a couple of sofas and a love seat and a coffee table. You just hang out with your buddies and basically rule the roost. So give us a phone call, 529-1053. For that, we're playing this.
What's in my pants?
This is where I read three clues that sound filthy, dirty, everything like that. But the answer is always clean. Poncho likes to play along. Please do not give the answer out if you know it.
I won't. I have the rules, Ian. Is that okay? I'm not supposed to help you here.
Aw, dude, I was counting on you.
Okay, all right. Well, how dirty are you feeling this morning?
Hey, I already had a bunch of ideas about what's in her pants, and nobody gave me a clue.
All right, well, good luck to you, man. You got one shot at this.
It might be hard for me to read these clues with a straight face now, Ian.
Sorry, darling.
Using your hands can get the wrinkles out of me. I have to be on top of you to be useful. If I'm too thick, I can make you sweat. What's in my pants?
Wow.
What do you think, man?
I think she tucked her sweater into her pants again.
You got a sweater in your pants?
I do not have a sweater in my pants. Sorry.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
Good luck.
Okay. Maybe we'll hear from you tomorrow. We're giving away these all week long. Hey, not to mention then all of... How does this work? All of our daily winners will be thrown into a draw for a grand prize at our Grey Cup at the Lodge party.
Where you get a $100 gift card, the VIP seating for you and 11 friends.
Those clues one more time, please.
Using your hands can get the wrinkles out of me. I have to be on top of you to be useful. If I'm too thick, I can make you sweat.
I would have guessed a sweater as well.
It's close to a sweater.
All right. Hi there. Good morning. Rock 105.3.
Hi, is it a steam iron?
Is it a steam iron?
No, it is not a steam iron.
Darn, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. That was a solid guess.
I don't think I'd want an iron on top of me.
So no iron on her or in her pants this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hi, I'm trying to win some VIP passes to the Grey Cup party.
Yeah, what's in Cassie's pants? We want to help you out with this.
Long underwear.
It is not long underwear.
Oh,
sorry.
Thanks.
I really didn't think it was that hard. Let's do this one more time. Using your hands can get the wrinkles out of me. I have to be on top of you to be useful. If I'm too thick, I can make you sweat.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Ed.
Ed, nobody's got this right yet. What do you got for us?
A blanket.
It is a blanket. It's exactly what we're looking for. You're off to the Grey Cup at the Lodge party.
Thank you very much.
Who do you think's going to be there, by the way? Well, I mean, in terms of the clubs that are playing, Edmonton or Calgary? We'll just go with that one.
I think it's going to be Calgary.
Think it's going to be a repeat of last year, Calgary Hamilton?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll see with the finals next Sunday, and then we will see you at Elements the week after. Hang on for just a sec, okay?
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. The Hat's best rock all day. Rock 105.3.
I don't know how often you go to Timmy's, but here are all kinds of opportunities to hit up the drive-thru or head inside or treat somebody to something good.
$20 Tim card up for grabs right now. We're celebrating their steak and good paninis. Everything from the steak mushroom melt panini to the steak and cheese panini or the Chipotle steak grilled wrap. That all sounds so good.
And so that's why the Timmy's employees, by the way, they got the whole country western garb going on to do that. And you'll need to know a couple of things. Our phone number, 529-1053. And to get that gift certificate at Tim Hortons, you will need to know the answer of this potentially really, really, really tough trivia question. Research has proven that hugging blank can improve your health.
Can I give my answer?
Yes.
Dogs.
No.
Did you know they take dogs to like nursing homes and stuff to make people happier?
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was a dog.
Dogs will extend your life.
That's not the right you're looking for, though.
No, not the answer I'm looking for. Hi there, Rock 105.3.
Hey.
Hey, man, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, research has proven that hugging blank can improve your health.
Your pillow.
Ah! Did a little bit of that this morning. Not what I'm looking for, though.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's how I fall asleep.
You have a body pillow?
No, just a regular pillow.
Okay. Good morning, Rock 105.3.
Good morning.
Not dogs, and it's not pillows. Who are we speaking with?
This is Mudsy.
Hey, man, didn't recognize your voice, Mudsy.
How's it going?
Good, man. So, research has proven that hugging blank can improve your health.
My beer fridge?
I want to give you that gift card just for that answer, Mudsy. It's a great. Unfortunately,
you mean that's not right?
No, well, maybe in your world.
It depends on the person. Yeah.
In my world, that's 110% right.
Right on, buddy.
We're gonna move on. Thanks, Mudsy.
I was kind of worried there for a second.
That should be the right answer. Good morning, Rock 105.3. Hello. Hey there.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Proving blank can improve your health.
Hugging.
Hugging? Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound right.
No, no.
Is it hugging a loved one?
That's a good answer.
No, believe it or not, yeah. Not what? Hugging a loved one, I know.
Should we give a hint now?
No.
Oh, holy, somebody's being strict.
Hi there, Rock 105.3.
Hello.
Research has proven that hugging blank can improve your health.
Improve your stress levels. Hugging anything.
Hugging
anyone.
What, though? We're looking for something specific.
You got to hug.
I'm going to say hugging a teddy bear.
No. Not hugging anything plushed. Thank you.
Save your teddy bears. Poncho turns them into area rugs.
I do. That's my bearskin rug. Rock 105.3, hello.
Yeah, hugging your children.
Not hugging your kids either. Thank you very much.
Now can I give a hint? Okay, no, fine, I won't.
No, then. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to be rude, though, either. Isn't that what some people call people from BC? Does that give a hint?
Yeah, that's a hint. Rock 105.3, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Is it hugging yourself?
No, not hugging yourself. Thank you, though. Was this too tough of a question?
No, I don't think so.
529-1053. Research has proven that hugging blank can improve your health. Good morning.
Good morning?
Yes. Hugging.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what was that hint again?
Hugging blank can improve your health.
Hugging your pets?
Not hugging your pets. Thank you. I'm determined to find an answer to this. Rock 105.3, hello.
Hi, is it hugging a tree?
You tree hugger, you!
Did my hint help?
They just gave it away, Cassie. Thank you.
No problem.
Hugging a tree can cure a headache, improve concentration, and relieve depression. Don't hug a Christmas tree. You damage the ornaments or electrocute yourself, so that's my...
Not
unless you're really, really drunk.
Even then. Hey, you just got yourself $20 to spend over at Tim Hortons.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Kim.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
In a rare occurrence, I posted to our Facebook page. Last week, I was looking for a bearskin rug, and it was suggested that I man up and go get my own damn bear. So that's exactly what I did. Complete with the head. So if you want, if you dare, take a gander at that beauty up on our Facebook page. And then Rhonda said, good one, Poncho. Thank you, Rhonda. Grant wants to know if the bear surrendered peacefully. Well, it was give and take. It was going to be half dozen six to the other, Grant, when it was all said and over with. But I think I finally got the upper hand. And then Bruce says, hey, you're ready for some good loving by the fire on a cold winter night. Does that Does that happen? Do people actually get it on by the fireplace? Because it seems to me that you're just kind of exposed because you're in the middle of a social living area, the rumpus room. Do you really want to be naked in front of the fireplace by the front door when the pizza guy shows up? Because that really just doesn't paint a romantic picture too. Maybe I'm wrong. Also concerned about getting the spark from the fire, right? You don't want a butt crack spark, do you? Nobody wins in that situation.
Find you in the morning with Cassie.
Yes! On Rock 105.3.
Here's the deal. We don't know who's going to be in the Grey Cup, but we know this. We are having a party all the same, and we want you to be there. Rock 105.3 presenting Grey Cup at the Lodge, Sunday, November 29th. Party kicking off at 4 p.m., so not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. There is no cover charge. Come one, come all. I will be your host, so I guess that's the, you're going to put up with that. And, however, to, I guess, counter that, what about an opportunity to win yourself a $25 gift card and a couple of tickets to the halftime buffet, which includes chili cheese dogs, from what I understand. And we're going to do it with a little bit of this.
What's in my pants?
See, this game just weirds me out. Normally, Cassie would read the clues. You would give us a phone call, 529-1053, and guess what's in her pants? Because the clues sound filthy, the answer is always G-rated. Rock 105.3, hello.
Morning, Blanchard.
How are you?
Good, it's Jason.
Hey, man.
You want to
play What's in My Pants? See, that just sounds weird, man.
That just sounds totally weird, bro.
That sounds totally wrong. Just even saying that, doesn't it? All right, Jason, here you go. Here's your clues, okay?
Yeah.
It takes a professional to fill my hole. Oh, Cassie is... I'm going to give her such a hard time when she gets back on Thursday, Jason. These are the clues she leaves me. It takes a professional to fill my hole. I can have a little cavity. My root is in your mouth. At least it's an easy one.
Oh.
What's in my pants, Jason? A what? Sorry?
A tooth.
A tooth, yes. I'm so relieved that I only had to read those clues once.
Well, I know I should have bailed on you, but I like your punch.
Yeah, well, thanks. Hey, so I'm going to set you up with a couple of tickets to the halftime buffet and a $25 gift card. And we're going to put your name in for a grand prize draw, which will get you, I think, a $100 gift card and VIP seating at Elements, as that's where we're going to host our big Grey Cup party. So you and a buddy can be there.
Right on.
Hang on for just a sec. Jason, thank you very much.
Find you in the morning with Cassie, the hat's best rock all day.
On Rock 105.3.
Ever take pleasure in learning that your buddies, your family, they were on a nice little vacay, maybe somewhere south, maybe somewhere warm where they have palm trees and coconuts and all-inclusive this and that, and then they hop on their plane, still in their shorts. They come back to minus like 30-some temperatures and a blizzard and snow. Ever take pleasure in a little bit of that? I know I always do. And, well, it's a similar occurrence. Here we are in the Gas City, and we have a beautiful weather, considering what Saskatchewan and Manitoba are dealing with right now. And wouldn't you know it, Cassie is in the middle of it all. She took a couple of days off so she could go visit some friends and family. And, well, I figured we'd just, I might mess with Cassie here and adjust the current temps just to let her know how good we have it in the Forgotten Corner.
Good morning from the land of living skies.
Is it, though, is it the land of living skies, or is it the land of blizzard and wind and rain and sleet and I? Where are you, in Kindersley or are you in Saskatoon? Not that it matters. All of the mighty SKs getting beat down with it right now, aren't they?
Yeah, no, I'm in Saskatoon, and I picked a fantastic day to come visit. It's gross. I'm looking out the window right now, and the wind is howling, the snow is hitting the window, and it was freezing rain last night, so I'm kind of scared to go anywhere.
Oh, it sounds terrible. We have it pretty bad here today, too.
Oh, what, a high of 10, probably?
Oh, just. I think it's like 16 or 17, no wind.
Oh, can't be that good.
So you got power there? Is the power still on?
I was woken up at 5 o'clock this morning from my son, and then at 5:20 the power went out, and it was out for a couple of hours, so we sat in the dark in the hotel room. It's been a fun family mini getaway this morning.
So you're in a hotel room with no power?
It just nicely came back on, so thank goodness for iPads and bubble guppies.
Ah, yes, bubble guppies. The classic. All right, Cassie, I think my mission here is good. I'm feeling a lot better about the weather here in Medicine Hat, so we'll just hang up on you. All right, thanks for picking up the phone. Sincerely, though, hope you make it back safe and sound, where we have no snow in the Forgotten Corner.
It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie on Rock 105.3.
Good morning, Poncho.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What's your name?
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. Well, let's see if we can get you a $25 gift card and a couple of tickets to the halftime buffet at Grey Cup at the Lodge.
That sounds wonderful.
All right. And then if you win this, Chris, we'll throw your name into the grand prize draw, meaning you could be getting VIP seating, the halftime buffet, a $100 gift card, and the option of inviting 11 of your buddies.
Fun stuff.
All right. Now, do you know how we're doing this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's in my pants, right? You got to guess what's in my pants?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
What's in my pants?
See, this is why I normally get Cassie to read the clues, because if I do it, it just sounds really extra perverted and creepy. Whereas if Cassie kind of takes the edge off, right?
I agree. It sounds better when Cassie does it.
It does. You know, so here we have two dudes, and you're going to have to guess what's in my pants for these tickets. So please don't make me repeat the clues twice, okay?
I'll try my best.
Okay, man. I think you're going to get it. Very, very, very easy. Here are the clues that Cassie has left me. I can take all of you inside me. And once you're inside of me, you will fall asleep. What's in my pants, Chris?
Is it a bed?
Kinda. A little more specific.
Is it a sleeping bag?
A sleeping bag, thank you. Thank you. Apparently I had a sleeping bag in my pants.
Those are big pants.
Didn't even know it. Yes, they are big. All the pockets I got on these pants. Hey, so that prize pack is yours. Tickets to the halftime buffet, the $25 gift card, and we're going to put your name into the draw for the grand prize, maybe looking at a $100 gift card and the opportunity to invite 11 of your buddies. And you can all treat them to the halftime buffet. So just hang on for a sec, okay, Chris?
Watch you in the morning with Cassie. On Rock 105.3.
If you're worried about safety this upcoming Christmas, do not buy the Velociraptor claws. You know, Jurassic World, big movie over the last year, and there's a company that comes out with the top 10 toys not to buy your kids.
The most dangerous toys. Yes. And of course, the moment that any of these toys make the list, everybody and their dog wants them, right?
The reason for it, too, it's just ridiculous. It's like, oh, you can poke your eye out with it, basically, is what they said.
You can poke your eye out with styrofoam.
Potential for eye and facial injuries is the reasoning for those ones. Also on the list, it's a type of Play-Doh. It's called Poodo.
Well, that sounds nice.
And it could cause allergy-related injuries because, like hives, headaches, and difficulty breathing because it contains wheat.
Oh, wheat is dangerous now? Stay away from the prairies next summer.
This one I understand. A foam dart gun. We've all been hit by a foam dart. Those kind of hurt sometimes.
Still taking therapy.
How's your wood-burning kit treating you?
Well, you know what? Yeah, I was going to get my little daughter a wood-burning kit, but I'm like, well, you know what? And then I was thinking lawn darts, but no, I think I'm going to get her a chainsaw and a splitting axe and maybe a 20-pound sledgehammer. Go here. Here you go, kiddo.
Merry Christmas.
It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. With Cassie. On
Rock 105.3.
The other side of the straw curtain where they're still dealing with, what do you call it, extreme weather-like conditions? You were in the middle of it yesterday.
Well, it was nasty because it poured rain first and then, of course, turned to freezing rain. And then they got the snow on top of that and then the wind.
Yikes.
So driving yesterday was a little bit white-knuckled and here I am driving an Alberta plate truck going 20 down one of the main drags in Saskatoon because 20. I was so scared. And I was still fishtailing at that point.
Does your truck have, and most half tons do these days, four-wheel drive?
It does, yes.
Helps the traction, doesn't do anything for the braking, so please keep that in mind. And you know what? The stressful driving conditions, and especially if you have other people in the vehicle, patience can get really, really, really short.
I was very thankful to have my husband behind the wheel on the actual highway after because, that's something that I'm glad we don't have to deal with as much of it here as we did in Saskatoon. When I lived there, it was winter conditions like all the time.
Speaking of tempers, next time you get into a fight with somebody, a verbal altercation, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, whatever it is, if they're mad, like if they're really, really, really mad, this is what you do.
Now, who is this from? This is from you or is this something you read?
This is just an idea.
Uh-oh.
Here's what you do. This will either totally diffuse the situation or it will just escalate it to
a whole nother level.
So wait till they're really, really, really mad. Get a towel or a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it around their neck like a cape and go, hey, now you're super mad. No?
Oh, my God.
Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. The Hat's best rock all day. Rock 105.3.
And here's an opportunity for you to not spend your money at Elements Entertainment Lounge as we present Grey Cup at the Lodge.
We are giving away VIP passes to our party, including VIP seating, two tickets to the halftime buffet, and a $25 gift card. You just have to determine what is in my pants this morning. Three clues, going to sound filthy. If you get them right, we'll hook you up.
Our phone number, 529-1053. Here's the deal. If you win this, we're going to put your name back into a draw for the grand prize, Grey Cup Party at the Lodge.
Which will be for you and 11 friends and a $100 gift card. So keep that in mind. This morning's clues are, sometimes you leave me with my tongue hanging out. If I'm too tight, you can't get inside of me.
Ah!
If you're inside me too long, you could get blisters. What's in my pants?
I definitely know it. I know it, so I'm not even going to say a thing.
Oh, you're that confident this morning.
Yep. Rock 105.3, hello.
Hey, is there a shoe in your pants?
There is a shoe in my pants.
Nice.
What's your name?
My name's Matt.
All right, Matt. So we're going to give you the gift certificate. We're going to set you up with the free halftime buffet. And we could be phoning you next hour to let you know that you're the winner of the grand prize party at the Lodge.
Oh, heck yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hey, you are very welcome. So Cassie's going to pull the shoe out of her pants, and then we're going to get a little bit more information from you. So hang on for a sec, okay?
Okay.
It's Poncho in the Morning with Cassie. Weekdays 5:30 to 11 on the Hat's Best Rock 105.3.